The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show. All right, showver time. Why the hell not? Let's just keep on churning out more content for this place, huh? Woo! Episode number, who really knows? Who cares? It is the first week of November. Allie and I are together down the hall from the main studio. Just got off our first maiden live voyage show. Of the live stream show. At one point, we were told we had up to 4 people watching us on Facebook Live. That's right, 4.
Yes, but I think also one of those people was a bot.
Oh, man, 3 people and 1 bot. I didn't even know we were on Facebook Live. I wasn't promoting that. I didn't even know they had that, to be honest. So we were on Twitch.
He told us.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm not paying attention anymore. Twitch and YouTube, and thank you for everyone who joined in. I guess that's going to be a new thing we're doing now. I don't really know why exactly, other than the fact I'm sure they're trying to find an easy way to grab some additional bucks from you fine people that have given us some of your attention every single morning.
Well, I think also it's just, people are consuming a lot of content in a lot of places, and they want us to be in all of those places.
Yeah, so anyway, you can watch the show now, which has given us a whole new sort of complex, because it's one thing to be made fun of by each other for 4 hours a day, but now to see a constant stream of comments where people say, Klein looks like a troll that got hit with the ugly stick was one of the things I saw today, followed by
called kind of hot by a prisoner today, okay? So you shouldn't talk bad about yourself.
No, actually, he didn't say that. You're misquoting him. I believe what he said is there's someone there that would probably do you or something.
He said the guys in here are pretty desperate.
Oh, yeah, pretty desperate. Jake, what was the compliment exactly? Jake the Nerd has entered the studio now. What is the compliment that the prisoner gave Allie exactly? Because I know you thoroughly enjoyed it. It was something along the lines of, it was not really a compliment. It was an insult.
No.
Hold on. Jake's stepping
like,
up to the mic.
Someone like you'll do or whatever.
Yeah, it was like someone in here will probably fuck you.
Yeah, you'll do. You'll do. That was the greatest.
He passed.
Yeah.
Guy'd been in there for years and had like another 2 years on his sentence, and he said, you do.
If I ever went back to guys, I don't even know if I could.
No. Zero chance. Zero. Anyway, here we are together again. Johnny's over there eating a sandwich of some sort.
No, he's eating an avocado toast.
Sriracha.
Well,
Justin, the engineer, he came by and he brought me a huge thing of sriracha because I was bugging him yesterday. I didn't have sriracha.
Ooh. That's great. So here we are now. Clearly got nothing planned for today's show. We're talking about Johnny's food already. Jake's about to crack his beer. And now the episode can officially begin.
You know, the saddest thing about this election is that Jake lost $100.
I did. Because he called me on Sunday and he's like, hey, man, let's do our bet. I'm like, no, I don't want to do our bet. Fuck off. And he's like, no, man, come on, we got to do our bet. And then he wanted me to, like, bet the $100 and that whoever lost had to, like, wear gear or whatever. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Gear?
Like, you know, like a fucking MAGA hat or whatever.
Right, they don't make purple Trump shirts.
So yeah. And I'm like, sorry.
You're out of luck, dude.
And even wearing purple MAGA hats, I do it, but they don't, so fuck off. And so I said, no, I'm not doing that. Plus, I was cranky. I wanted to take a nap. And he's like, all right. And then the next day, I was thinking about it, like, I'll fucking bet him.
You know, it's funny is that we talked a little bit about the election
and
today.
And now I lost $100.
And we, you know, other than the fact that Allie, you know, obviously is no staunch supporter of Trump, regardless of her many quotes where she says, go Trump.
We didn't really say anything today, good, bad, or otherwise, about any of the candidates. We haven't really throughout this entire election. It's not really our place. You know, you're going to make up your mind however you decide. You know, we've been, we try to make fun of everyone evenly. Made fun of Biden a lot, fun of Trump a lot. But it's funny today, you even mentioning anything, even saying Trump won, you get someone that goes, well, fuck you, Trump loving fags. And then you get someone else that goes,
I think someone called me a Harris dyke.
Yeah.
It's such bullshit how...
They called you a Harry dyke. And
that's true.
That was a typo.
That's true.
I haven't showered in a while.
I feel like it's such bullshit how people get labeled as snowflakes, and you say anything about Trump and people just fucking lose their minds.
But I'm trying to... 8 years ago, I didn't vote for Trump either. It's not my cup of tea. And it was really hard, you know, for me emotionally when he won, because I just don't... I'm not a fan of his, but was really trying.
And, I'm surprised because his neck looks like a pussy.
yeah, Allie, I thought you would have loved his
Hillary
neck.
Hillary Clinton's did too.
Yeah, okay. Haven't you masturbated to Trump's neck a few times? Allie, I think that the reality is, and you said it this way a few, 8 years ago, whatever, you said it felt like anything that was important to me was what this guy hated. And you felt like he hated women, he hated gays, and he hated this.
Minorities.
All that stuff. And you and him agreed on the minority thing. But and as a result, whenever it feels like someone has a power over, you know, your way of life for the foreseeable future, and that you just have fundamental differences in belief.
Yeah,
it's a feeling.
It
it's a fucked up feeling.
Yeah.
And
but I'm also trying to, because I feel like we've gotten into a place where we cannot be tolerant of other opinions.
That's right. I stand by that.
And that's where I am trying to be more just empathetic to everyone.
Sure.
To go, okay, you know what?
That sounds like a real liberal dyke right there. You are a Harris dyke. That guy was right.
I know. Obviously, there are millions and millions of people out there who disagree with me. And you know what? That's okay. It's not the person that I want to be in office, but everybody has their opinion. And obviously, there are a lot of people who are scared. There are a lot of people who voted for him for economic reasons.
Sure.
There are a lot of people who, you know, maybe it was sexism or racism or whatever, but there were a lot of different reasons why people voted for him. And that's what the people have chosen.
I just wanted a president that I didn't have to think about every fucking day.
He's
a fucking dickhead, and not that his voters are dickheads. My whole family are Trump voters, but I just can't fucking stand the guy.
You know, obviously, growing up, I didn't give two shits. I rarely now. I'd say even now, I maybe give one shit. But grew up, got a little taste of Reagan, got some Bush.
Reagan was a good one.
Got some Clinton. You know, I've had some guys. I don't even know, because I wasn't a part of any of... I was too young to know anything about the campaigning process.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention at all. I think Obama was the first campaign that I ever even paid attention
and,
to.
And I guess the way I feel is the country's still chugging along, and they all had done their things, regardless of good, bad, or otherwise.
Yeah, I wonder if I didn't have any reception in the mountains, how long it would take for me to realize that anything had happened.
Yeah, maybe not. Know? I mean, that's the reality, is as much as any candidate's going to say, we're going to make sweeping changes immediately and this and that. I also think that it is very difficult to make drastic change. And I understand the whole abortion thing has been really fucked up, and I feel differently now because I have two daughters, and I'm trying to think about their futures and everything. But
people are afraid, because if it's a controlled Republican White House and Senate and potentially House, then there are a lot of things that can fly through. But I think also, for anybody who is a lifelong Democrat, it kind of felt like a huge fucking fail that when the Democrats had the power, they couldn't get it fucked anything done, because they were all eating each other alive.
But doesn't
so
it
feel like, at Allie, least, you know, the Republicans have an agenda.
I don't, you know, I'm not a political history major, shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to
preface
this by saying that. I don't even know if that's actually a major.
I think that mustard sandwich shirt told me all I needed to know.
I majored in mustard sandwiches.
But I feel like what happens is, historically, this is what it feels like now, is that every 4 years, there's some sort of a combination of Republicans run this and the Democrats run this. And that didn't work or didn't produce what people wanted.
So there's a switch to the other side.
Then there's a switch to the other side. And guess what?
It's a pendulum.
And that shit doesn't work either. And then they switch it. And it just, once you just kind of accept the fact that the switch
is... Are you sure you're not a major?
I am pretty sure, guys.
That is true, though. It is a pendulum.
It just switches back and forth, because the grass is always greener. It's true in any part of your life. And you go, you know what? This is a fine or not great. Well, let's see what that would be like. And then you go, that's different, but also kind of fucked up. Let's switch back. And at some point, it's just, why waste the energy? I don't. Yeah.
Well,
I've wasted so much energy.
Yourself, right?
But I just in general, this is woo-woo hippie Klein talking here. I think the amount of energy that everyone is wasting right now on shit that is A, outside of our control, and B, stuff that is like so deflating to our own, you know, our own ability to go through life. It's just, that's the shit I'm trying to, people say it all the time. You got toxic people in your life, get them out of your fucking life. But forget about toxic people. I'm talking about toxic thoughts where you go, this has just been all consuming. I mean, I watch people yesterday walking down the street, shaking their head and tears. And I get it, you're going to go through the process. But you know what? You also get to choose how you react to shit. And it was interesting because I saw my kids yesterday, and my kids wanted Kamala because they wanted a woman president, because they got all caught up in the fact a woman could be president. They didn't know, and that was the only reason they were voting.
Right.
They're, you know, not voting.
Your kids voted.
They didn't vote. Yeah. They wanted the stickers.
In California,
they can't
kids
vote.
Can vote.
They're convinced.
And then they go, oh, and then I told them, I woke them up, and I said, guess what, kids? It's Trump.
She just slapped him. Guess what? It's Kamala.
Yeah. I want to wake him up and let him know. And I said, and they go, oh, man. They go, the woman didn't win. I go, nah, she didn't win. And they go, oh, so it's Trump? I go, yeah. They go, all right, I guess it is. I guess that's okay. And then that was it. And I was thinking to myself, huh, like what a healthy way to respond.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, I mean, they don't know a lot of stuff, but still, they were like, all right, great. Moving on. Nothing I can do about it. So why care?
Yes. But there's also a lot of people out there who feel very close to some of the things that could potentially change, like abortion, you know. And so people feel like they have to consume themselves with it in order to, they do feel like it's going to make some kind of a difference, to at least be vocal about these issues and things like that. But also, I used to work with a guy who was very, very into politics and followed them very closely, and he was so depressed most of the time and just was so caught up in the minutiae of politics. Mm-hmm. And he was very, very liberal, but I also felt like at one point I just wanted to tell him, like, you should just take a step away. You know, like, live, just go get a coffee and watch a fun show. Like, I just felt so bad that he was so caught up in every little thing that I felt like it really stopped him from being able to live his life.
It does start to feel like the longest season of Game of Thrones. Right. You know, when you're watching the news every day, it's just a slow, it's like a glacier of Game of Thrones. It's just a slow moving, like, fucking, when is this season over?
Well, and it's also the planning out of, it's like the anxiety brain goes, well, if he gets elected, if this happens, then this happens, and this happens, and the Supreme Court, and then this, and this, and this. And you're like, yeah, all those things could happen, or they could not. But to sit there and worry about every little thing that could potentially happen, is that healthy for you? Maybe some people think it is, but for a lot of times it's not.
Who thinks it's healthy?
Well, some people feel like if they can control it, or if they can...
But they can't. Klein was saying, you can't control it, so why worry? I've said this a lot of times. Why worry about stuff you can't control? Like, especially my daily life.
Well, that's anxiety treatment 101.
Yeah.
Why don't you put all your worries in one column? One column is the one that you can control, and the other one is you can't. So why look at all the wasted energy of stuff that you can't control.
I just saw this video of Willie Nelson, who's, you know, he's kind of like a guru now. He's like, you know, worrying never did me any good. What's it ever do you? Except for it eats you up, gets you sick, causes cancer, whatever else. Like, worrying never did anyone any good ever.
They sell that I don't know if it's true or not, 90% of the shit you worry about never ends up happening, and so you spend all your time worrying about stuff. And
a lot of people were worried about this and it happened.
Yeah, it's true. In this particular case, they're worried and it happened. Hey, right.
At least no
that's
one's being
example.
Like,
take that,
fuck
Willie
it.
Nelson. Fuck you.
Fucking old hippie.
You fucking nerdy hippie. Go rescue some farmers.
No,
but
listen. Allie and I have been, I shouldn't even say this because I'll probably end up mushing us completely, but the amount of times, you know, in the 10 years we've worked together, and I worked in radio for 10 years before I knew you, where meetings happened or meetings were scheduled, and I said, this is it. They're about to pull the plug. They're pulling the plug on the show. The station's going away, the flipping format, the da-da-da.
Here, when I first started.
Right. It happens all the time, right. And so you start going, and the amount of times I even convinced myself. I was like, yep, I got to get on LinkedIn. Why? I don't know, there's a meeting after the show. I assume they're canceling the show. I was on LinkedIn updating fucking resumes, and then they'd have the meeting. They'd be like, all right, guys, the coffee machine's going to be out of service for 3 weeks. I'm like, and? They're like, that's it. I'm like, that's it? Mm. Why the fuck was I on LinkedIn for an hour freaking out?
And you worried about it every single time.
Of course,
time,
worry about that shit all the time. Still do, because I think that having a little paranoia sometimes can drive you. But in my case, it's probably done definitely more harm than good.
Yeah, but also, getting fired happened when we least expected it, like when I least expected it.
Yeah.
And it actually was a very big learning lesson for me because I was worried all the time about the longevity and the security of my job, and I lost it anyway. So what the fuck? Like, and it was nothing that I could have controlled. I did the best that I could. I worked fucking hard.
That was the best you could have done?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know. Isn't that sad?
That is really sad. I thought you were phoning it in. Oh, fuck.
So I thought to myself, well, then what was the point of all of that? And you know what? That net appears, and it did appear, and now, you know, we're together again, et cetera. But, you know, you never really know what, you know, you don't want to waste your energy on things that really, you know what, we're either going to get fired or we're not going to get fired.
I did this blood work a few weeks back, you know, because I haven't gone to a doctor in years. You know, I never go to a doctor unless they basically tell me that something's really fucked up. And so I did a physical, and they came back, and they're like, yeah, one of your levels of the blood was all fucked up. And I said, well, what could that mean? And she's like, do you want me to tell you what it could mean? I'm like, I guess. And she said, it's all fucked up, so what could it mean? And she's like, why would I tell you what it could mean? Why don't we just test the blood again? Maybe it was an off day or something.
I'm like, why aren't you telling me?
And I go, what the fuck are you not telling me now? And she's like, well, if it is the same number again, it means you're going to have kidney failure.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, that's a big fucking thing to drop on me. And then, of course, she's like, but why don't you just come in again? We'll do the blood again. And, of course, I spent a few days researching kidney failure.
Yeah.
a few days?
Start thinking about.
Hold on. How many minutes, really?
Hours. Hours.
Hours?
Just trying to figure out where
how many? Come on.
Yeah, I start looking at what that means.
I forgot. It takes you like half an hour to read a paragraph.
I'm a slow reader. Yeah. Watched a video. Wanted to see if I could buy a kidney on the black market. A lot of things. Yeah, and then I go back. I do the blood again. And she goes, that number was down. You're fine.
Oh, my God.
Think about all that waste of time I spent learning about kidney fucking whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
I'm no kidney major.
All right. I'm not a political kidney major.
I had to purposely forget all the information that I took in.
So I guess if, you know, I don't want this to come across like this was some sort of a political episode. Even just the fact we're talking politics, people are going to say, fuck you guys. This is supposed to be my escape from bullshit. You guys are yapping about it.
Yeah, but today's the day that everyone's kind of like processing.
Yeah, we're digesting everything.
If anything, take this from all of it. Just fucking don't think about it. Or don't let it fucking bring you down. That's it.
That's how I go through this job.
Well, you're an idiot.
You guys see it. I act very nonchalant and like everything's chill. And it is. I control what I can control. You know, like last night was kind of like wild. But you know, it's like in my head, I was like, is Kamala going to change my life? Is Trump going to change my life? Probably. But it's like, I'm not going to meet him or do anything. It's like,
beautifully said, John.
Like, I just did what I was supposed to do, and I voted, and I was just like, all right, then, like, you know what? Let the favors fall wherever. Or what's that one saying? It's like, let the favors fall in its place.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
You know what?
Not worrying certainly does have its negatives.
And look at, I'm so happy. Am I devastated? Am I moping? Am I kind of like, oh, like, I'm like, I did what I did.
Yeah.
And I did what I could, and it's like, you know, I believe in what I believe in, and, you know, like, today I told Vanessa, I think I told you too. I was just like, I'm sorry on behalf of like all women. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Like, I was just like.
For what?
I mean, because like, you know, I got.
Because you think a lot of people didn't vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman?
Yeah, but it's like, even then too, like, it's sad because it's like, girls didn't even vote for her too. And I was just like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, but Harris was never popular.
She wasn't.
That's why she didn't win the primaries last time she ran. She did horrible in California, which is her state.
Yeah, I felt so bad because I was like,
she never had the support that she needed to get anywhere. Yeah, so the fact that they even put her in there was like a fucking Hail Mary in the first place.
Yeah, they threw her
in
the wind, dude.
Well, I think people were confused because Trump has the pussy neck. They didn't know.
We vote based on pussy neck.
Is that the vagina? Which is the vagina? Yeah, well, anyway. See, that's political. That's my major right there.
I love it.
That's my major.
That's why I got
intel. I want to read your dissertation.
Don't make up words, Jake. It's crazy. So anyway, for the time being.
Well, you know, let the fate fall, whatever.
That's
Johnny
right.
Said.
Let the fate fall.
Allie used a good word earlier that I was kind of like, ooh, would you say it started with an M? You're like my coworker. He was political.
She called you a moron.
You know, she was like Musha Misha or something like that.
What?
Oh, we'll rewind it back.
Minutia.
Yeah, minutia. Yeah, what was that word?
When Allie said Mushu Poor.
When she said Mushu
Poor. It made me hungry.
I was like, what is this political jargon she's using?
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
Minutia is just little things.
Yeah.
Little things.
That's what life is mostly minutia. That's the thing. Life is a lot of minutia, and we make it into bigger things because we like to look and try to find meaning in everything.
Yeah, but it's all about the minutia.
Minutia douche. It's all about the minutia, baby.
The minutia.
That's it for this episode. We gotta go. We gotta fix the lighting in the studio so we look better tomorrow. If you want to watch the stream,
Susie in the bathroom told me we looked great.
Who said that?
Susie in the bathroom. From sales.
I thought you guys looked as good as you can look.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up, Jake. That's such an insult that Allie took as a compliment.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake.
You look as great as you could look.
I need to decorate my nerd hole again.
Well, your nerd hole is looking very sad.
Dude, it sucks. They're supposed to be painting for the last month or over a month.
I don't think they are painting.
Is that, did they change it?
Thanksgiving break is when they're painting your hole.
That's what I heard, yeah, Thanksgiving break.
I took
everything down a month and a half ago.
That's the saying he was looking for earlier.
may the odds fall in your favor, or whatever favor. That's what it says.
That's from Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's what
you get. Are you trying to say may the force be with you?
What are
you
looking for? May the force be with everybody.
Great. Just do it.
That's right. Beautiful. What an educational show today. What'd you major in, Johnny, in school?
Communication studies.
Great.
I think if Johnny ran for office, he would win.
Totally.
Oh, at this point, yeah. Trump just proved anything is possible.
He's got that Kennedy look.
Hey,
going.
How tall is Barron? Holy fuck.
He's a big boy. He's 6'4".
He's only 6'4"?
Yeah.
He looks like he's 6'10".
Barron is his youngest son?
Yeah. And he towers over everybody.
So what Whitney said today is true, and I forgot about this. But
that he went to your high school?
So, yeah, I think because Trump was so polarizing in D.C., like usually there's a certain school that all the president's kids go to in D.C. where I grew up called Sidwell Friends, and I think that's where Chelsea Clinton went, it's where the Obamas went, and I think that they're like kind of liberally or something, and I don't think they would take him. And the school I went to was like, it was a public school that transitioned to a private school because no one wanted to go to it. And so as a result, they had to accept everyone. So it became very like anyone could get in there. That was kind of that's kind of what they said at the beginning. They're like, we don't need test scores and this and that. And I had a letter from my previous school that threw me out that said that I had potential, but I was like a troubled kid or something. And they like loved that shit. So I think that's why.
So you were a charity case?
I don't know if I was a charity. Well,
you were like, this is our accomplishment.
Yeah,
we can make this kid normal.
I think
Barron is 6'9".
Yeah. So anyway, he ended up going to that school as well. I only think for a few years, but I think that's why. I think it was like one of the only schools in the area that they're like, we'll accept him. But apparently, but I didn't realize. It's funny because Whitney reminded me that's right. That he is technically a more famous alumni than she is, I guess, really, in some way.
It's funny because when I Google it, one of the articles that comes up is Donald Trump explains how his youngest son grew 6'9" tall. Like there's some conspiracy theory that this kid is like on stilts or something.
Well,
that he's not that tall.
And what's the fucking explanation?
What is the point?
Jeans? What the fuck are you going to
explain this?
Well,
I want to hear his explanation.
He grew is the explanation.
But also, Melania's tall, right?
She's 5'11". Trump is 6'2".
That's pretty tall.
Are they? Well, yeah. Are they still together?
I feel like I've barely
kissed
seen
her on stage last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they get
one a year.
She has the best-selling book. Can you believe that? And then he goes over and gives us that fucking weird.
Yeah, and he puts that, like, kissy lip.
And gave her a kiss on stage. Yeah.
My wife asked me. She's like, are they still together? And I said, I don't think so. I haven't seen them together.
Oh, I think it's like a marriage of convenience fully. I think
no
the
shit.
Same with the Clintons. Yeah, they're not really, like, together.
Minutia.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a minutia. That's why he married her.
That's right. Beautiful. Well said. That was her birth name, Minutia. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with the bonus show. Hopefully we brought you some
Minutia.
Yeah, and if you're happy today, congratulations. And if you're sad today, then look at some kitten photos.
You know what I was thinking about? Actually, I was jealous of someone that is a diehard Dodgers fan and a diehard Trump supporter.
Oh, man, what a great
And I was thinking to myself, like, what a great
what
time.
What a year.
What a year. What a 2-week span where you're like, to get a World Series and get a there's got to be, and maybe throwing a Powerball win in the mix or something.
And
but
hated Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, he slept with your wife or something like that. Like, that's the best week ever, man.
We had that 4 years ago. I remember it was a trifecta. It was Biden won, and then the Dodgers won the World Series, and then the Lakers won during COVID.
Yeah,
that's
cool. Ever,
dude. So I'm jealous of that. Whoever you are, whoever fits in that Venn diagram. Congratulations, you're having a great fucking week.
Yeah, good for you.
All right, that's it. Okay. Thanks for hanging out.
All right,
wee!
USA! USA!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.